What's the old saying? The world is going to hell in a handbasket. Boy, doesn't it, you know, you could easily look at it and say, wow, what happened in Israel? What happened in Maine? What's going on in Ukraine? You know, we've had things go on, and I guess we probably turned a blind eye because this has been going on for in other countries. We just don't, you know, it seems like it's ignored, unless it's certain countries, but there seems like it's escalating, and this event right here could escalate. Some are saying this could turn into World War III, which, of course, I don't believe, but I don't believe that'll be allowed to happen, but I could be wrong. Maybe everything I believe is wrong. Doesn't hurt to question it. So I wanted to just touch base with that because I don't know where people are at, and I'm certainly not, I don't have an answer. I have beliefs. I don't know if anybody has an answer. But I just would say it's up to you, but look at all aspects. So like the situation in the Middle East, I'm going to look at what both sides have to say. I've already come up with a, even when it first happened, in my mind, I already felt I knew why. And it's not what they tell us, but I could be completely wrong on that. And this means no disrespect to anybody. And I have sadness for all loss of life on either side. And I think there's probably a little bit of truth in a lot of things. And maybe there's quite a few lies as well. So from my viewpoint, you see how the game is played. And you know why they do things. And can they orchestrate certain things? I think so. And why do they do that? Why would you either allow that to happen in your own country, or why would you look the other way when things were orchestrated? And I think there's those that are, we don't really talk about it too much here, but you know, there are beings that are not of the light. Well, initially they are, but this part of them, this fragment of them, maybe isn't so much. And they serve the darkness. And they manipulate humans to do things. And they have humans that are willingly, I think, going along with it and are well aware of these beings. And these humans also are very powerful and wealthy. And I believe they're in the banking industry. And I think that they like when we go to war because we all go in debt to them. So part of why these things happen is to feed. I think they're negative beings that literally feed off of negative energy. And they create events to do that. And I think there are also those that want to control the power and wealth of the planet. People that are in love with, nothing wrong with, as far as I'm concerned, if you've got a fair amount of money and you're doing well, good for you. But people that have light would also probably want to share that. And I know people that are like that, that have succeeded, and then they give back. And they're very good to others. And there are those that aren't. And again, I don't care. I'm not judging you. But I think they see, they're aligned with darkness, and they know the playbook. And so they want power over others, because that's another way to steal our energy, is when somebody has power over us, right? And then they also want to financially keep you in a conundrum. So I think many are waking up and saying, why are we doing this? Why are we continuing to do this? So from my perspective on all of this, the shooting in Maine, which, you know, Maine reminds me of, like, God, you know, Upper Michigan is kind of like Maine. Maine doesn't have many big cities. We really don't have any. Our biggest city is just over 20,000 people. We're spread out. People here are very friendly for the most part. And we have very little incidents. So you feel safe. And then you have this shooting like that. And you wonder, what's causing that? And, you know, there's a call to maybe remove certain weapons, or maybe all weapons. And I think that's probably part of an agenda as well. But we fail to look at the cause, what really makes people do this. And a lot of time we can't, because these people don't live. But what's the ultimate cause behind all of that? And that, for people to do anything to hurt others. And that, to me, is darkness, not being connected to light. And I think there's a lot of people here that are, through many different reasons, nutrition, I mean, there's a long list, I think, that affects us. Is the government somehow involved? So there's not maybe one real easy answer on it. And I just think what we're seeing now, we're going to continue to see these things. They say it's going to get bumpier before it gets better. And from my perspective, again, which, you know, who's to say what's right, but they're going to do everything they can. If this is part of an agreement, which I think it is, but I don't know for sure, this was part of an agreement to allow others to have control for a period of time, and that's coming to an end. Forces of light, everything I know about the light, they're not going to come in and squeeze anybody out. So these beings are going to kick and scream every step of the way. Now, they would love to probably destroy everything, but I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't think that's going to happen. But I could be wrong, and then that would not be so good. We all could be wrong, really. I mean, who's to say who has all the answers? But from my perspective, I still hold steady to, we are coming into the golden age, and this agreement is going to be over. And the ones that do not wish that are going to do everything they can to keep you in fear, which holds you back. And so we can set ourselves free by not being in fear, by letting go. And we can also send love to the darkest places, to the people that maybe you don't like the current president, maybe you hated the previous president. Instead of hating them, send them love. That's up to you, but that's what I do. Sometimes. I try to focus on sending love all over, because it just seems like you don't put out a fire. A friend of mine said this, you don't put out a fire with gasoline, you put it out with water. So what's the opposite of a fire? What's the opposite of hatred? Love. We don't realize how powerful love is, because we don't see many examples of people defeating something with love. But I truly believe that is the force of the universe. Star Wars kind of hinted around a lot about it. They made it seem like the darkness was as strong, or even stronger maybe, than the light. And I truly believe if any one of us could harness the light, and gee, maybe there's been some examples, we would defeat darkness in a matter of seconds. And we wouldn't even have the goal of defeating it. We would just stop it, and it would go. So while they make movies and shows and make it seem like the dark so much more powerful or on equal footing, I don't believe that. And who cares what I believe, but it just makes sense to me that if I believe that the being that you call Source or God is a being of unconditional love, that's its pure state, pure joy, pure love. And everything is a creation, then nothing could possibly stand up to that. Because in a blink of an eye, it could remove anything. But it doesn't, does it? So that tells me that we're allowed. Now some would say, maybe a biblical reference, God allowed things for so long, and then he's going to come a day. Well, in a way, it's kind of like what I'm saying. It's like there's an agreement that was made, and things were allowed, and they're going to be. But are these beings going to be destroyed? And that's where I don't agree with maybe the biblical reference. I think they'll just go somewhere else. If you are the creator of all things, and you love all these creations, and even if these creations go into a physical world, and they do things that are considered horrible, would you stop loving that? Even if that's just like a fraction of the being, the being you truly know, are is in a much higher place. This is just a piece of you. And I'd say no. And it's kind of like that. If you ever read Conversations with God, and Neil Donald Walsh asks God, why do you let all these things go on the planet? And God says to Neil, because I know you're okay. It's like a kid playing in a playground or in a playpen or in the backyard, that I know nothing can happen to you, because your soul is not this physical part of you right here that's now. Yes, down there on that planet, physical 3D, certainly seems horrible, but once you get out of there, it's like, oh, not that big of a deal. I mean, it is at the time, and I'm not making light of it, but perhaps that's kind of where I gravitate towards. I really like those books that he had, Conversations with God. And then he'll even ask God, if there's something, what is it you want from me? What is it we should all do? And he says, I want nothing from you. If anything, maybe remember. And that just really sinks in too. It's like, if you're a being of love, you wouldn't have any restrictions, and you wouldn't have a desire to control or manipulate. You just would allow it. And if there was something that, you know, maybe we've been on this course for a long time, we've forgotten. So if there is a gentle message, it would be to remember who we are. And I think we are starting to do that. And I think the events that are happening now are showing us. If we dig, I mean, look at both sides, and I could be wrong, but if we look at all sides of things and you start to see how the game is played, it's an opportunity for us to wake up. And then when we wake up, then we're going to want better, because we don't know what, you know, we've been controlled for a long time, even with the governments. And even if we think we live in a free nation and we have it better than a lot of others, there are certain things we have to do, have to pay our taxes, have to do all these things. And in some ways, it's not a fair playing field. So, and even if it is, I mean, this is the goal in life. Work hard, and then one day maybe you can retire. And if you make it long enough, and hopefully you get to enjoy. Is that what life's meant to be? I know before that, years before, it was a lot worse. There were things that, you know, if you go back 100 years, Middle Ages, Dark Ages, you know, for years, warring, we've been warring with each other. It seems like all of our known history. But what if there was a time when we weren't? What if there was a time, let's say on Atlantis, when we were very peaceful maybe for thousands of years, and had an advanced civilization, which eventually, you know, darkness came along and the grand experiment began, and a lot of things were destroyed. And this was part of, I think, part of another part of this grand experiment to, well, let's try that for a while. And I think it's coming to an end. And so we're going to see probably some more upheaval. But I don't think we're going to see complete annihilation. And it's easy for me to say, and I'm not expecting people to believe that. I sense that people are a little worried. And I know if I didn't believe what I do believe in now, if I was kind of stuck in the frame of what I was raised to believe, and that would be the Christian teachings of the Lutheran, I'd be thinking, oh my goodness, this is the apocalypse, you know? And then I'd be worried if I was good enough to make it. And maybe it is some kind of, you know, connected to that, but I don't worry about being good enough to make it, because I think everybody does. And the experiences I've had with the other side, where both my parents were filled with incredible love, that just went through me, pure joy. If that's in any way true, then we have nothing to worry about. And I think just a matter of time. So if I'm going to do anything, I'm not asking you or telling anybody to do it. I'm going to put love out there to all, both sides, even the ones that are so-called enemies, even the ones that I think maybe are not working for the light. Send love. Love is a powerful force. If we all did it, or even with like a certain percentage, I wonder how much of an effect that would have if millions or even a billion people did that. Or even just think it or say it. There's power in all those things, I think. So we'll see what happens. I thank you for listening. And if you ever want to share anything, you know, you're more than welcome to. Or disagree. My email is tj2@up.net. And I hope that wherever you're at, that you're finding peace. And you can, if you choose, remain in that higher vibration. Certainly isn't always easy as we continue down this road. Thank you.